Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
This is probably a nasty way to talk about a person. I'm talking about Brent Reed, who joins us. G'day, buddy.
Hello, guys.
Where are you? Are you playing football again, are you?
I'm playing football again. I'm down at Allambie Oval. It's Manly Allambie v Manly Vale. And if I could put that, give us some sort of sense of what that means, it's like Liverpool, Everton or Arsenal Tottenham, this one. It's a dead set derby game.
So, Reedy, when we talk to you every week, you seem to be maybe not a priority for your team because they give you time off to talk to us in these great derby matches.
Normally I've helped us build up a healthy lead, and that's why I'm able to come off and take a break.
Okay.
Today it's only 1-0, but it should be 10. But anyway, let's not go into how the strikers are performing today. They've let us down, but you know, that's to be expected. They are over 45.
Oh, dear. Hey, do you wear sponsored gear? What goes on with your competition?
Yeah, I've got a funny story today, actually. Last time we played this team, I had a little blue with a guy at half-time in the opposition. Anyway, he came up to me before the game, and I thought he was going to have a go at me. He's walked up and he's gone, "Do you reckon Anthony Seibold will ever get another job?" And I said to him, "Oh, I don't know. Anthony's a good fella."
So then you belted him.
Exactly. Have you got any Warriors mail for me, Reedy?
Not today.
Not today. Oh, thanks.
Sorry, mate. Not today.
You do have. What's the latest at Manly with Kieran Foran and the return?
Yeah, look, obviously that news came out on Friday. That deal had been struck. Look, I think Des wanted to keep it under wraps. His hope was to keep it under wraps until Monday, but obviously the word filtered out. They've done that 1-year deal with a 1-year option. I think it's in the club's favour, that option. But, you know, obviously Kieran's delighted about it. I spoke to Manly about it on Friday, and you know, they said they were just putting the finishing touches on the deal. I think it's a great story for the game. I think it's a great story for Kieran. I reckon it's a great story for Manly, to be honest. So, you know, I think it's one of those Cinderella stories or fairy tales that we love in rugby league, and hopefully Kieran can make the most of it. But I haven't spoken to him. I talked to him on Friday, but I know I'd spoken to him during the week. I know Kieran was desperate to get back to Manly, so I'm really happy for him because he hasn't had much luck, and this is what he wanted, and he's got it. So I think it's a great outcome.
There were two, I noticed in the newspapers today, two schools of thought. Were one, obviously, in the number six jersey, but there was also talk of the number nine.
Yeah, well all the mail I was getting told was that Cade Cuss would play nine, and if Kieran came there, he would play six. Now, we've obviously got young Josh Schuster, and there's been a bit of agitation from his management about potential for Kieran to arrive, and I'm sure they want to keep Josh happy because they see him as the future. But the mail I was getting, as I said, was that Kieran would play six alongside Daly, and Cade Cuss would move to Hooker in the off-season. So I guess we'll have to see how that one plays out.
Kieran's a six.
Yeah, I think he's a six too. I don't know. I think it's a bit late in his career to be playing and Hooker. And I think the idea is to take some pressure off Daly. And, you know, I know playing, finding a nine would do that, but I think playing him at six would take a bit more heat off him than potentially playing him at nine. So I think that's the more likely scenario for me.
Dylan Walker comfortably just goes back to the centres.
Exactly, yeah. And that's a cracking backline, isn't it? When you add Tommy to it, I mean, that's a premiership winning backline. So, you know, as I said, I think it's a great result for the game. It's a great result for Kieran. Hopefully he can turn things around once he gets there.
Reedy, we're talking about Tommy Trbojevic and State of Origin. In terms of those Blues jerseys, there had been over the past few seasons plenty of Dragons players. There could be question marks over many of them.
Yeah, look, they're going to name those players on Monday. The first group of players, I think, is on Monday. And I was getting a bit of mail on Friday that there'd only be two Dragons in there. That'd be Cam McInnes and Tyson Brazel. So there'd be no Paul Vaughan and no Tarek Sims in that initial train-on squad. Obviously, that depends on how guys get through the weekend. I think Staggs would have been there if he hadn't been injured. That was almost a certainty. Looks like the Brisbane will get Payne Huss in that squad.
Zach Lomax would have to be there, wouldn't he, Reedy?
Well, I would think he would have to be now that Tony Staggs is out still. But the mail I was getting pre-Tony Staggs was that Lomax wouldn't be in there. It would just be McInnes and Frizzell. But I'd suggest that's probably going to change now with Staggs being out. And then, obviously, mainly the Trbojevic boys will be in there. So I was expecting six to be named on Monday. It'll probably be six still, but the ratio of players from different clubs will change because Zach Lomax will probably come in, and obviously, Tony Staggs will drop out.
All right, it is, of course, as we said, round 19, heading into the finals for plenty of sides. It's the end of the road and what has been a tough and difficult season in 2020. What's the NRL saying about the gathering to have a few shandies, once known as Mad Monday?
Well, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, that they were going to ban it, but that's official now, because I've got some documentation that they were sending out to the players who were breaking camp, and it makes it pretty clear there's no Mad Monday this year. It's forbidden. So it's the end of one of the great traditions. Mad Monday is Gonski.
But how do you define a Mad Monday? So what if they gather for a lunch? What is the definition of Mad Monday?
I've heard they're putting it off 24 hours. It's terrorising Tuesday.
Well, you're right. It's an interesting point about how they actually marshal that and how they monitor it, because there's nothing to stop guys actually being in there, because they're in the bubble for 2 or 3 days after the season's over, and they can have a sort of gathering within the bubble. That's pretty clear in the documentation they've been given. But I don't think I think the NRL will frown on mass gatherings of blokes dressed as, you know, superheroes hanging out of pubs together. I think that's
about bumblebees. Well, so bumblebees is a good look.
Surely the dress up part,
I don't get,
is
that
not the major issue, is it? I mean, guys going around in Superman outfits doesn't really offend society, does it?
No, but that normally gives it away that it's a Mad Monday, doesn't it?
That's a Saturday afternoon at the races for you, isn't it, Tony?
Usually a gorilla suit I try.
So they can do it, but they can't dress up. They have to be able to have a lunch or have some beers together. They've just been in a bubble for... They can't. They've got to be able to... After everything they've been through...
Don't yell at me. Can you take it up with Andrew Abdo?
Emma has Mad Monday every week, so, you know, it's true.
Well, I do. I've got issues, but, you know, it's a separate story.
Did you ever put on a get-up?
No, never. I loved our get-together.
Wait, back up, Sparky. I saw a lot of those fractured fairy tales on Channel 9 before Origin. I've seen you in various costumes.
I was getting paid good money back then, Tony. No, I loved getting together for a day or a couple of days and just having a quiet drink and having a bet on the horses and just spending time with my mates, and we had a great time. There was never any dramas. I never, ever, ever understood the dress-up. Yeah. Part of it.
So your Saturdays have never changed from when you were playing.
And Mondays and Wednesdays. And they race Fridays as well.
All right, we mentioned earlier the Broncos and their play, it seems, for super coach Craig Bellamy. Where's that at?
Well, see, there was a conspiracy actually going around on Friday, because the rumour was that Brisbane wanted an answer out of Craig Bellamy over the weekend. And the theory there was that they wanted to know whether Craig was coming before they made a decision about the coach, because I think they would feel, this was the theory, I'm not saying this is fact, the theory was that they would feel more comfortable appointing Kevin Walters if Craig Bellamy was there eventually to work alongside him. Now, if Craig wasn't, then the theory was, if Craig decided he'd reject them potentially over the weekend, the theory would have been that Paul Green would have got the job. So, as I said, it's only a theory. It was doing the rounds on Friday. You know, I think, obviously, judging by that, I think Brisbane were pretty confident they get the right answer out of Craig, but now he's delayed a decision till the end of the season. You know, they're going to have to pull the trigger on the coach, I would think, next week, that we'll make here a decision on that. And they're going to have to make that decision without knowing what Craig's going to do. So, as I said, there was a conspiracy theory that would impact on Kevin Walters' chance of getting the job. I don't know whether that's true. I wasn't able to firm it up with anyone, but that was a theory during the rounds, because obviously there's rumoured to be some concern over the fact Kevy's never been an NRL head coach. So I guess we'll have to see how it plays out to see whether there was any fact amongst that.
Well, it's slightly odd that Donaghy at the Storm is negotiating, he says, an equivalent kind of thing for Craig Bellamy to keep him there after he's finished actual coaching in 2021. But he may well be the next CEO of the Broncos, which I'd imagine you wouldn't quite like to have Craig Bellamy involved in that role.
You'd sign him to get Bellamy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think actually Matt Tripp, the chairman down there, sort of taking on those negotiations with Craig about his future in Melbourne and staying down there. And obviously they're willing, they're happy if Craig moves to the Queensland as he plans to do. They're happy for him to basically build a role around whatever he wants down there. And I think that would seem more logical to me. I mean, you know, Craig's obviously built a legacy there. He's been so integral to that club. And as long as they're willing to accommodate what he wants, I'd be surprised if he decides to leave, to be honest.
All right, we better let you get back to your game of footy.
No, it's over. Derby game. He didn't get a run.
Still going. Still 1-0. They're just clinging on without me. Of course.
Are you a defender or an attacking player, Reedy?
No, midfielder.
Midfielder.
He's never been quite sure.
General, I think.
Midfield
bit
general.
Like, midfield so general. Like,
called, yeah.
Nice.
Bit like Joey in his heyday. Sterling. That's what I say. Sterling.
And what,
sorry, Sterling.
What, the game seems to move slowly around you? Is that what you're saying? But more time?
Yeah.
Brent Reed, exactly. Great to
anyway,
talk to you.
I'll send you a text if you want.
Okay, that'd be great. Some video would be really, really good. We'll put it up.
Oh, video. Yeah. Okay, I'll do that, yeah.
All right, there goes Reedy. Thanks so much.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.